Welcome back to QR Calgary and More Than Money, and a very interesting show. I hope you've got some good insight on your mortgage renewal you're going to be doing, sir.
I know what to do now.
Hey.
That's it.
Yeah.
Right? I'm going to be paying more.
Cross your fingers and hope it works out. Is that that's the plan?
It. That's it.
That's the plan. You know who else is crossing their fingers and hoping it works out?
Uh-oh.
Oh, the GST cut for the GST holiday?
GST holiday. Right? Or the start of a party. Can we say that?
Yes.
Right?
Yes. You're right. It could be a start of the party.
I'm looking at the list of things. It's okay. The start of a party.
For those of you who don't know yet, the federal government has given Canadians a GST holiday. And for many Canadians earning under $150,000 of income, here comes a check.
Check, $250.
Right in time
mm-hmm.
to give it to Amazon Prime. That's something I could rhyme with time. Sorry.
I think it's fascinating. I think our heads kind of swiveled when this came out.
Oh, this is all about the benefits of no. Look at this, what we're saving on. This is you're right. This is gearing up for a great holiday season. Food and beverages heated for consumption, beverages dispensed at the place they were sold. Sounds like a place that we can go, like a restaurant. Hey.
Restaurants.
We can save on GST on that. Now, Albertans like this because all we have is GST. Mm-hmm. Some of these HSTs or PSTs don't always include all this stuff. So there's province by province is going to vary, but Albertans are like, hey, we get to go to the bar, have a drink. In fact, we can buy some alcoholic beverages.
And you know your bill. That's it.
And then candy. Can't forget candy during the Christmas season.
For you, kids stuff, right? Kids clothing,
yes.
Garments,
yes.
That, right? Diapers.
For both of us, kids stuff, man. You don't buy stuff for your kids?
When I'm I know the cost of diapers.
Oh, we all know the cost of diapers. And they've just gone down by 5% on a total payment. Or do they?
Mm-hmm.
This is what's interesting about this GST holiday. I think when you look at the GST holiday, from an economic perspective, I don't think it's going to have a major effect. I think that the impact to this GST holiday is not going to, you know, increase the GDP by much. It's billions of stimulus, you can call it, with $3 trillion economy. So it's not going to be, a big shift overall.
The estimate is a point of a point, right?
Yeah.
So what are we getting out of this?
Right. So from an economic perspective, now there are hundreds of thousands of Canadians that this will be a sigh of relief.
Right.
However, we are in the investment world. We know some behaviors of companies. Let's say I'm a small, medium, even a large business,
mm-hmm.
and I no longer have to charge GST for the next 2 months. Don't you think I'll just raise my price by 5%?
Yes.
Why wouldn't I? Yeah. I haven't seen any policy says no prices can go up.
Right.
You're Diageo or you're a liquor store, like a small liquor store in Alberta, and you don't have to charge GST for 2 months. Forget about the complexity of figuring that all that stuff out
mm-hmm.
with all the businesses and everything.
Knowing that your customer is still going to come.
Right.
Right.
And still pay the same price they were paying in October that they will be in December, maybe buy a bit more. You get to keep the 5% as part of your revenue. You're not cutting prices by 5%.
Well, you know what? You brought up a good point because here's the thing. There's a headache for businesses is on the other side of the equation here. Yes, it might draw some more people to a restaurant, those things.
Right.
There's also businesses that have to go through thousands of items and update this for two. So they're going to have to do it on the way in and the way out?
Yes.
Oh, huh. That sounds like
from what we know right now. Now, everybody knows the minute you cut a tax to reintroduce it,
mm-hmm.
going into an election, challenging.
So you're saying party supplies are going to have an indefinite
Well, it might make your Valentine's Day and Easter parties a lot cheaper, possibly, mm-hmm. if they just got rid of the GST holiday and just made it, these items are no longer GST eligible.
Okay. So we had the GST, we've talked about that on the economy, right? There's also going to be 18 million people in this country getting a check for $250 next year, too.
Didn't a former premier of this province do the same thing? What do they call those bucks? What do they call it? Ralph Bucks long
time? This has happened before. This is deja vu.
This is very interesting from a political perspective. I believe it may sway some people. I believe this could be somewhat stimulative. Mm-hmm. Do I think it's going to be a headache for the Bank of Canada? Yes. Can you imagine the governors of the Bank of Canada sitting there sipping their tea or coffee, and they hear the announcement, assuming that there was no advance notice of this, and they're like, oh, I can't wait to be cutting interest rates by 50 basis points next month. And then all of a sudden, this policy comes into play. This fiscal policy, which is supposed to keep prices up, not down.
Right.
The 5% GST cut is just going to bring on more demand.
Right.
If the price does drop.
I think it's going to be incredibly. What is that? $4.5 billion, correct?
$4.5 billion is about the number that I read. Yeah.
Oh, God. So now what?
Can we just cut income tax, Rob?
Can we
just do that?
I'm having a deja vu moment. Didn't you tell me that at the start of COVID? In the middle of COVID?
Right. When COVID started and people were like, we need them to buy goods. They were like, everything was going kind of crazy. You need a holiday from tax. If you want to stimulate the economy, mm-hmm. you get a tax holiday. That gives you more money supply to go out there and do things. We didn't have to do all the massive cutting of interest rates and then the massive raise of interest rates, in my opinion. Just an opinion. We're at a spot right now where we want to slow down the economy because inflation is still above its target range mm-hmm. from an economic perspective. For many Canadians, it's more challenging because inflation's gone up. So let's increase the amount of money going after those same fewer goods in the middle of a postal strike.
Well, that's the definition of inflation right there.
I, the Bank of Canada must have been like, oh, what are we going to do now? And to call it a 2-month holiday on GST, it could have been done differently, I think.
Right.
I think, what are they trying to accomplish? I don't understand it fully, to be honest with you. I'm still waiting to hear back from the MPs who I've sent messages to say, you know, dumb it down for me. Why do this? For 2 months. If anything, do it for a whole year if it's a political stance. But if it's not a political stance, then why these 2 months?
Well, we could go down a rabbit hole forever on that side of it, right?
So I find that interesting. I think there's a lot that we have to discuss about changes in tax policy, and that impacts people's retirement, their approach, what they're going to do, how they're going to secure their income. And so we're going to talk about how to secure your income, even though there's changes in taxes, at our upcoming seminar, Rob.
Our next coming Calgary seminar, Tuesday, December 3rd, 7 p.m. in person at the Carriage House Inn. Go to morethanmoneyradio.com or connect with us on Facebook to register.
On behalf of Rob and myself, Faisal, thank you for joining us at More Than Money on QR Calgary.
David Popowich and Faisal Karmali are portfolio managers and investment advisors with CIBC Wood Gundy and Calgary. The views of David Popowich and Faisal Karmali do not necessarily reflect those of CIBC World Markets Inc. Clients are advised to seek advice regarding their particular circumstances from their personal tax and legal advisors. If you are currently a CIBC Wood Gundy client, please contact your investment advisor. CIBC Private Wealth consists of services provided by CIBC and certain of its subsidiaries, including CIBC Wood Gundy, a division of CIBC World Markets Inc.